101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Wes Bendrick, Jensen here with you. It is 7 o'clock, 61 degrees and overcast. And we are joined in the studio for a community conversation this morning by our friend Joe Gallo. Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for having me back, Rick.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
And with your normal color hair.
Yeah, we're back to black after blonde.
Because last time you were here, you were just headed into your role in Sound of Music.
Yep, I was Rolf in the Sound of Music, and I had to go blonde.
And Sound of Music went well?
It went very well. Thank you.
Sure. And now, now this show, you're not actively involved in as an actor, correct?
No, that's
correct.
We're
going to talk about today?
Yeah. Much Ado About Nothing is the summer comedy for the West Bend Theater Company. It's actually one of the great comedies by William Shakespeare, thought to have been written between 1598 and 1599.
But that's not kind of where this version is set.
Right you are, sir. We're taking an interesting twist on this one. So, in this production, the romantic comedy features music and dance from the 1980s with a fresh spin of Shakespeare. It's going to be featuring great classics of the 80s by Prince, David Bowie, Michael Jackson. Very nostalgic for some of our viewers.
And 80s costuming as well, I understand.
Right you are, yeah.
So, as Nancy Storrs was here and talked briefly about it a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of an intriguing production. I know the first show was last night, but the next performances continue, we should say.
Right. They continue tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
All right. And kind of a different venue as well.
Yeah. Janssen Park, it's actually very cool. I swung by there a couple days ago, and I think it's going to be a really, really neat experience for our viewers and for our performers as well.
So this is in the more or less an outside kind of setting.
It's actually in the structure there.
Okay,
we've set up a stage, and there are tables that patrons can sit at and watch the show.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
because I wasn't quite sure what the setup was there. I thought maybe it was like American Players Theater, and where it's kind of the outdoor theater in the round kind of thing.
No, it's in the structure there.
Okay.
Yes.
So we should mention how people can get tickets.
Absolutely. And even if you are not an avid Shakespeare fan, it is designed for anyone to come and enjoy Shakespeare. Everyone is going to have a great fun time, no matter your prior experience with Shakespeare. Performances are August 23rd to the 26th at Janssen Family Park in West Bend. Fridays and Saturdays are at 7:30 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
All right, so that'll be fun. And yeah, they're doing some extra stuff at the beginning, just kind of a little fun educational thing.
Yeah, there's a bonus pre-show informance that begins 1 hour prior to the main production of Much Ado About Nothing. It's Learn a Bit About Shakespeare with A Little Ado About Romeo and Juliet, featuring talents from younger performers like Jordan Lee, Ethan Schulteis, Sarah Lubinsky, and Ethan Cavella. They're from Slinger High School, actually. They've been rehearsing with Nancy Storrs with the iconic balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yes.
Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
Yes, indeed. So it should be fun. And as we should mention, all of the productions from West Bend Theater Company do benefit a nonprofit. And this time, the proceeds go to?
Concordia University's Theater Department.
All right. This is going to just kind of, I'm really kind of intrigued by it. I think it'll be an interesting performance for people to watch.
I think it's going to be quirky. It's going to be zany, but it is going to be very, very fun.
Right. So, and again, performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2 in the afternoon.
Correct.
At Janssen Family Park. Now, we should mention while you're here, and we kind of touched on this, Michelle Spettle was in, when was she in? Yesterday. And we kind of touched on this. Spotlight Productions is doing Newsies.
That's right.
And
we will be putting up Newsies the first and second weekend of October.
And you have sort of the lead role.
Yes, I will be playing Jack Kelly. I'm so thrilled to be taking on this role. I truly feel honored.
Jack Kelly, or Sullivan, isn't it? Isn't it Sullivan? Is his real name? Is it Sullivan? What is his real name?
Jack Kelly.
No, he's got a real name.
The notorious Jack Kelly, who's
he's got a real
convict or cowboy.
He's got a real name because Jack Kelly was the name he was using.
Mm-hmm. The role was made famous by Christian Bale a long, long time
ago. In the Disney movie.
That's right, and in the Disney movie.
And he was 17, playing 17-year-old Jack Kelly.
Yep.
And then has never been happy with the show or his performance or something.
Ah, come on.
That's what you find if you look on the internet. But the Broadway show, which is what this is, mm-hmm. is considerably different than the Disney movie. So people shouldn't confuse the two.
That's right. Yeah, the show is really, really tough. It really requires a lot of triple threat performers that are at the top of their game in acting, vocals, and especially dance, because there are some considerable dance breaks in the show.
It's an energetic production, let's put it that way.
It is.
And with some great songs. Santa Fe is an awesome song.
I love Santa Fe.
And King of New York.
King of New York's wonderful.
Yeah. Yep. So
good tap number.
Yeah, fun stuff. Do you tap?
I do not.
But
not this time.
Not this time. Not yet. So there's a skill you haven't mastered. I didn't know there was one. So anyway, that production, if Newsies, comes up when?
October 5th is opening night, but it's the first and second weekends of October.
Okay. And that will be at?
The Silver Lining Arts Center.
All right. And that's Spotlight Productions, and they do a great job. You did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with them last year.
Yep. I was their Joseph last fall.
Yes. So, but now we want to talk to people about Much Ado About Nothing, again, brought to you by the West Bend Theater Company, going on this weekend.
Yep. August 23rd to the 26th at Jansen Family Park in West Bend. Fridays and Saturdays are at 7:30 p.m. with Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
All right. Anything else people should know, Joe?
Come and enjoy the show. Come back to the 80s.
All right. Where can they get eventbrite.com for tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just in case they want to get tickets in advance.
Tickets in advance.
All right. Great. Hey, thanks a lot. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Rick.
And I'm sure we'll see you before October.
Mm-hmm.
AM 1470 is WIBD West Bend and W237 CJ West Bend, a Magnum.media station.